From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Greetings from the Ipswich and District Radio Club and its members. Has your club's 2-metre repeater ever suffered from pager interference? Well, it sure happened to ours recently, and as you can imagine, it was extremely frustrating. So members did what had to be done. Here's how it was solved. Firstly, members gathered as much information as possible. Information was catalogued and the frequencies involved, the times, signal strengths, even some good old-fashioned direction finding to pinpoint the source. This was done using various pieces of equipment owned and operated by a number of our club members. Once all this had been done over a period of a couple of weeks, all the information gathered was duly noted down into a basic report and handed over to the ACMA radio inspectors. Within a few days, the ACMA had visited the offending site, confirmed that they were indeed the culprits of the interference, and measures were then taken by the offender to rectify the problems highlighted to them by the ACMA inspectors. The result was that the interference to our club's 2-metre repeater ceased and has not returned, and all are very happy. So the moral of the story here is, if you can provide as much information, technical or otherwise, to the ACMA along with your complaint, you'll find that results will happen much quicker than you might anticipate. The feedback received from ACMA was that they were very thankful for all the data that was provided to them and made their job so much easier and so much quicker to resolve. So if you have an interference problem, don't just complain. Gather as much information as you can and help be part of the solution. The results will astound you. For the Ipswich and District Radio Club, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango. Cheers and 7-3s from Ipswich.
This is VK4WIA and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres. 7.070 MHz at 9:30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday morning. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The good news is that the Australian Maritime College has issued its first AOCP Advanced. It was notable that Oscar used his overseas licence to get recognition of prior learning for the theory component, but did sit and obviously pass the practical and regulations assessments. As an aside, it appears that there is no signed picture or seal applied to the new certificate. Whilst one person is celebrating a success, an assessor who claims no allegiances with amateur radio groups other than his club contacted me after last week's broadcast. He is frustrated at the slow progress of the AMC in setting out things like the syllabus that assessments will be made on, and the fact that there is no preferred source materials, such as the WIA Foundation Licence Manual. This is similar to the queries a few weeks ago as to whether candidates who had prepared for assessments using materials suited to the WIA process could then sit under the AMC process. There really should be clarity provided both by ACMA and AMC as to any changes in the exam process and question banks. There are many people who find tests of any kind to be very stressful, and knowing what they have learned will allow you to pass the test is very important. This assessor feels that the current system has the worth of animal droppings as far as our hobby is concerned. It may not always be the way we like things, but it is important to remember that change is all about us. The conditions that govern radio waves and where they go are never the same twice, and this has been the challenge of the radio enthusiast and the professional alike. It is by learning more about how the world works for us that we succeed in the challenges we take on. QRP is a challenge because it depends on a range of factors which need to fall into place to achieve an award or certificate. Higher frequency operations challenge the operator in establishing paths that are consistent or set records for distance, but the necessary equipment may need more sophistication than an ordinary HF station. Thus it can be that along the coasts of this country the weather patterns encourage people to the outdoors for Easter, as it is the last hurrah of the warmth of summer. But with the changing weather patterns, it is forecast that warmer days will stay with most of us until midwinter. That is the sort of change that suggests there will be more opportunities for portable operating. We are seeing people using lithium-based power, and some of the new QRP SDR rigs are almost small and light enough to fit into a good-sized pocket. With lighter equipment, with more versatility than we have ever had, the challenges we set ourselves can be more entertaining and satisfying than ever. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.